You're listening to KNKX. This next story is from our weekly show Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer.
So what do you do if you've hit your last straw and you realize something needs to change, but you're not the person who can change it? That's where Mary found herself. She asked that we don't use her last name in order to protect her grandchildren. Mary is married to a man with hoarding disorder, and it's pushed her to the breaking point. The thing is, her husband sees things very differently. Sound Effect's Janae Janik went to meet with Mary at a support group.
The support group meets every month in the basement of the Greenwood Senior Center in Seattle. Family members and loved ones of people with the disorder come together to better understand the condition and how to cope with it. Mary is worried that as her husband gets older, his habit of collecting and stashing old cars is going to cause problems.
My concern is that if he dies before me, what do I do? I don't know where most of these cars are. And there might be 20, 30, 40 of them. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I know where the ones are in our yard. Mm-hmm. I know where some are, where he has some friends. But there may be others that I have no idea about. Mm-hmm. And he just gets angry if I bring it up. Mm-hmm. Just gets angry. My husband has never had a car that isn't filled to the brim within a few days after he gets the car. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things hoarders do is they'll see a bargain in something and they'll say, oh, I gotta have that. I might need it someday. And so they just accumulate and accumulate.
It's the someday syndrome.
Someday syndrome, yes.
My dad has the someday syndrome.
Someday syndrome, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I live with every day.
Mary and her husband have been married for over 50 years. They have kids and grandkids. There are now about 7 cars at their North Seattle house. There are a few in the driveway, looking past their prime. A couple more are parked in the front yard. An old gray Mercedes on the street. Mary says the accumulation happened gradually. She didn't really notice at first.
I think ever since we've lived in this house, there's always been one car that just doesn't move. And he was going to use the parts or something. But it was like one car. And so I did not realize it at the time. And so it may be a cumulative thing. When you are retired, people need a hobby. You know, his hobby went into what I consider would be a hoarding disorder.
Mary didn't know how to deal with this on her own. And she didn't have much success talking about it with her husband. She says the support group has introduced her to other people going through the same thing. Like Cindy, who struggled with trying to reason with her dad.
In his mind, everything is logical.
Yeah, it is.
So like you run out of counter space, right?
Yeah.
But it's like he'll leave a drawer open and put a cutting board on it to have another surface.
Yeah.
You know, he won't shut his cupboard doors because in his mind it's a waste of time to open and close your cupboard doors. I'm like, Dad, it only takes a second. He's like, but accumulative over time, it's a waste of time. I'm like, okay. It's like, When we were cleaning his house, and we were trying to clean out just in front of one of his vehicles, he had probably 20 empty water bottles that were just the square water bottles. And I said, Dad, what are you saving those for? He goes, I'm going to use them as planters. I'm like, okay, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, I'm going to cut them in half, fill them with dirt and plant stuff. I'm like, well, are you planning to plant anything? And he said, no. And I said, well, can we recycle them? He goes, no, because someday if I want to plant something, I want to have them. He says, well, how about we recycle them, and if you decide you want to plant something, we'll go get you more water bottles, or we'll buy you little planters. No, I can't get rid of them. It's like, Dad, can you throw out this pen? No, because it's white, and it's 0.5 lead, and here's 0.5, here's 0.7, here's 0.9, this has an eraser, this doesn't. So he wants, like, one of everything, so he'll have it in the event he needs it. I think the hardest part for me is accepting it's not going to go away.
Yeah. And it's going to be a constant maintenance, but it's going to be part of my life. Mm-hmm. Trying to help him. Mm-hmm. I have tissue in my pocket. So.
That's right.
And you can look at, I can look at my dad, and you see him as a smart adult. You're so smart. Why can't you figure this out? Yeah. Right? But then you have to step back and knowing the more I know about hoarding, right? Mm-hmm. They can't control it. they can't help it. It's just the way their brain is wired. And that's the hard part for me.
Mary has also realized this. She can't change her husband. No matter how simple it may seem to her, no one really needs this much stuff. She recognizes that for him, holding on to these things is much more complex.
And if it gives my husband some satisfaction, you know, at his age, some reward for him, I guess that's what he needs. And so since I can't do anything about it, I've just worked on being accepting and understanding and peaceful. Because, you know, life is struggle and problems and loss. And what I'm interested in now is being peaceful, finding joy, being grateful for what I have, creating an attitude of understanding how complex we all are. And knowing that this problem, yes, has created a lot of frustration in my life, but then weighing that against what has been positive as much as I can, yes.
So far, Mary's husband hasn't attended a support group. But Mary has come to understand that she's the one who needs the help right now. That sometimes all you can do is take care of yourself while supporting those you love.
That story from Sound Effects' Janae Janik.